Russia's foreign ministry says it's not surprised by the new revelations about the attack on the Nord Stream pipelines, as leaders in America had openly threatened the key gas supply route to Europe.
We have repeatedly voiced Russia's position on the involvement of the US and NATO. Nothing that they did not hide this. Boasting to the whole world about the intention to destroy the civilian infrastructure through which Europe received Russian energy resources, we also regularly noted the reluctance of Denmark, Germany and Sweden to conduct an open investigation and opposition to Russia's participation in it. And this, despite the fact that our country has incurred huge costs.
Those revelations were made by award-winning investigative journalist Seymour Hersh, who said the attack on Russia's Nord Stream system was carried out by America with Norwegian involvement, though after months of diligent planning.
Biden's decision to sabotage the pipelines came after more than 9 months of highly secret back-and-forth debate inside Washington's national security community about how to best achieve that goal. For much of that time, the issue wasn't whether to do the mission, but how to get it done with no overt clue as to who was responsible.
In a knee-jerk reaction, the U.S. was very quick to deny involvement in the covert attacks on the Nord Stream pipelines. We also heard back from Norway, who told us here at RT the allegations are nonsense. But NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, not entirely convinced. He said it's not the first time Washington denies allegations, referencing his own experience when evidence of the U.S. government spying on its own citizens was simply rejected by top intelligence officials when testifying before Congress.
The United States was not involved in the Nord Stream explosion.
Can you think of any examples from history of a secret operation that the White House was responsible for but strongly denied? Besides, you know, that little mass surveillance kerfuffle.
Meanwhile, some German opposition parties have raised their voices to condemn the US actions, and they're asking Berlin to start a proper investigation into these revelations.
The well-known investigative journalist Seymour Hersh says attack on Nord Stream was prepared and carried out by the United States. He relies on a source with direct knowledge of the operational planning. The federal government must investigate this suspicion.
While the federal government invokes transatlantic friendship, the U.S. government ensures that the Nord Stream pipelines are blown up, as Pulitzer Prize winner Hersh has meticulously researched. Whose interest does the federal government actually represent?
We spoke with a Pulitzer Prize-winning former foreign correspondent for the New York Times, who says U.S. denials of the pipeline attack have zero credibility.
That is something that we've seen in the past. Not only with Seymour Hersh's reporting, but other investigative looks at or investigations into activities that the government wants to keep secret. I think that's a standard response and didn't surprise any of us. And I think they had to respond quickly because they couldn't let it just lie out there with some kind of a without a denial. But that denial, again, doesn't mean much. We look at how these things play out. Eventually, more information comes out that supports this initial reporting until it becomes very hard for them to deny it. That's usually what happens.
Let's bring all the pieces together now to give you a nice, clear picture. Here's Marina Kosareva.
It's 2021. The US and NATO are already irritated by the Nord Stream 1 gas pipeline because they see it as a threat to Western dominance. And now Nord Stream 2 was nearing completion, which would double the amount of cheap Russian gas flowing to Germany. Something had to be done. And this is how it went down, according to a source with direct knowledge of the operational planning. So, Joe Biden authorizes his national security advisor to create a group to come up with a plan to get rid of the pipelines. By the end of the year, Jake Sullivan convenes a meeting of a new task force, men and women from the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the CIA, and the State and Treasury Departments. They hold several top secret meetings in the building right next to the White House. And during their brainstorming sessions, the Navy, for example, proposes using a newly commissioned submarine to assault the pipeline directly. The Air Force discusses dropping bombs that could be set off remotely. And the CIA just argued that Whatever was done had to be done covertly. The CIA director at the time, William Burns, authorizes an agency working group to craft a plan for a covert operation that would use deep sea divers to trigger an explosion along the pipeline. Early 2022, the CIA working group reports back to Sullivan's intra-agency group, "We have a way to blow up the pipelines." Meanwhile, a few slip-ups.
With regard to Nord Stream 2, we continue to have very strong and clear conversations with our German allies, and I want to be clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
The group is surprised over Biden's and Nuland's indiscretions and are wondering what it means for their mission. The CIA's William Burns apparently said, do it. But how and when? Well, that's when Norway enters the picture. In March, a few members of the American team fly there to meet with the Norwegian Secret Service and Navy. The Norwegian Navy finds the right spot for the explosives and a way to camouflage them so the Russian Navy doesn't spot them. Norway apparently also suggests the ideal cover to plant the mines during the annual NATO exercises in the Baltic Sea, which take place in June. June 2022, the NATO exercises begin and the mines are planted. The White House starts having doubts about its genius plan and asks if the mines can be detonated at a later date, so it doesn't look obvious that they did it. The Americans in Norway now have a new problem. They have to find a way to do it. The explosives could be triggered by a sonar buoy dropped by a plane at short notice. It would emit a sequence of unique low-frequency tonal sounds that would be recognized by the timing device and trigger the explosives. On September 26, 2022, a Norwegian Navy PA surveillance plane makes a seemingly routine flight and drops a sonar buoy. A few hours later, the high-powered C4 explosives are triggered, and the rest is history.
I would say it was the U.S. since 2018, from whatever I had heard from U.S. counterparts, it was all about making sure that Nord Stream 2, which was then still under construction, would never become operative. So then all the obstacles that had been created, whether it was about the pipeline, the tube-laying ship that was sanctioned. So the construction took much longer than envisaged. With the pipeline destroyed, the U.S. can be sure that it will not become operative for the foreseeable future. So I believe the U.S. has gained the most.